Taoism.
Taoism was a loosely organized set of religious beliefs originating among Chinese peasants that taught the best way to find inner peace was wu wei, literally, action without action. In practice, this meant moving as little as possible, which proved a popular choice amongst impoverished people subsisting on 600 calories a day anyway.
Buddhism.
Buddhism was founded by Siddhartha Gautama, an Indian prince who traveled around teaching that to end human suffering, one must end craving through silent meditation. As you can imagine, he did an awful lot of shushing.
Scientology.
Like many religions, the Church of Scientology was incorporated in New Jersey in 1953. Its highest-level practitioners learned that Earth's problems began when Xenu, evil ruler of the Galactic Confederacy, brought billions of humans to Earth 75 million years ago and killed them with hydrogen bombs. This information was kept hidden from non-Scientologists, as learning it before years of costly preparation could induce involuntary physical responses, including but not limited to laughter, eye-rolling, and exclamations of, "Are you serious?"
Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The LDS, or Mormonism, was founded in 19th century upstate New York by a gentleman named Joe Smith. No lie, Joe Smith. Smith and his followers were eventually chased to Utah, where he set up a polygamist utopia. Smith never actually thought of himself as a polygamist, preferring to think of himself as in love with being in love.
Prayer.
Divine beings had thousands of ways of communicating with us. A lightning bolt, a rainbow, or a cameo appearance on a piece of toast. But our only way of communicating with them was through prayer, which we used sparingly, only in cases when we wanted something. Now, that something could be anything from forgiveness, health for ourselves or others, wealth for ourselves, vengeance for others, and the strength to survive the latest ordeal he had perpetrated. Prayers were often organized as part of the routine of daily life, but they could also be uttered spontaneously, as in the event of catastrophic engine failure. Were our prayers answered? Always. Although the answer was often no. But that was all right, because the act of prayer was cathartic in itself. It was like talking to your old grandfather. You knew he couldn't hear you, and you couldn't forget the horrible things he'd done to you. But you loved him, and it still felt good to say this stuff out loud.
Typical prayers. Protestantism.
Thank you for making the restrictions on TARP money non-binding.
Judaism.
Please protect me from violent pogroms / offensive stereotypes / negative reviews of my new Broadway show or novel / negligence lawsuits from my podiatry practice.
Catholicism.
Please, Donna, let them take my Johnny away. He's such a good boy. He wouldn't know steal a car like they say, not on my Johnny.
Islam.
Please. Let me see a lawyer. I don't know why I'm here.
Scientology.
Please, Ron, I really need this part. And also, if you could help me be a little less gay, that'd be great.
Wicca.
Goddess, please use your eternal powerness to make those bitches on the pep squad stop picking on me.
Reform Judaism.
You know, if I leave now, I can make it home in time for Friday Night Lights.
Nailed it. Stained glass.
Stained glass did more than just colorfully fill out a window that didn't open. The dazzling play of sunlight in its thousands of polychrome fragments were beautiful enough to move even those of us who thought the events depicted were literally unbelievable. They were a bitch to clean, though.
Sin and penitence.
Many religions shared the concept of sin, a thought or act, usually involving orifices, that violated God's moral code. Some of it was original sin, but most of it was plagiarized. Sinners faced punishments ranging from an eternity of damnation to a few minutes in a dark booth next to an old man with wafer breath. Mankind was, in the phrase of one famous group of theologians, naughty by nature. But through the process of penitence, sinners could wipe the slate clean. Until a few hours later, when temptation once again led them to befoul that slate with profanity and or semen.
The seven deadly sins.
Although these sins were technically only fatal to our souls, they could still kill our bodies if left unchecked.
Greed.
Although I am already the world's richest man, I simply cannot live without that giant diamond that that mother bear is using as a pillow for her cubs.
Lust.
I'm so horny, I'm gonna fuck that shark.
Sloth.